Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced plans today for oil and gas leasing on public lands next year, including in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Secretary Salazar announced 38 lease sales around the country and said the sale in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, would be the first there in nearly 2 years.
There are very significant resources that we know are available within the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. And we do have a program that has been in place for many years to develop those resources, and our continued effort to provide additional leasing opportunities in Alaska today is something that should be noteworthy.
The Bureau of Land Management, Alaska office, will handle the lease sale, which is scheduled for August 11th of next year. BLM officials say they expect to offer tracts in the northeast and in a portion of the northwest areas of NPRA. They say the specific parcels have not yet been selected, but BLM Alaska spokeswoman Sharon Wilson says there are three areas off limits. One is Teshukpuk Lake and its islands. Wilson says they're unavailable for leasing because of wildlife dependent on the lake.
Teshukpuk Lake is the largest freshwater lake on the North Slope, and it is important for habitat for waterfowl. We have migratory waterfowl, the black brant goose for one thing, and several others. They use that area as a molting area in the summers, so it's important to the waterfowl. We also have a resident Teshukpuk Lake caribou herd.
Wilson says there's also an area north and east of the lake that's deferred, so it's protected for 10 years until 2019, when it can be reevaluated. That 430,000 acres also has vital wildlife habitat. The other area still off limits is Kosigaluk Lagoon, which is out of bounds until at least 2014 because of marine mammal habitat. The conservation group Audubon Alaska has long advocated to protect parts of NPRA. Senior Policy Representative Eric Myers says he's not surprised about the latest proposed sale and wants to find out more about exactly where the leases will be. He says the big question is how development is done.
We are interested in working with the Bureau of Land Management and the other federal agencies that are engaged in oil and gas permitting decisions to ensure that appropriate efforts are undertaken to safeguard special areas such as Teshukpuk Lake or Kosigaluk Lagoon, and also to ensure that the kinds of infrastructure that is put in place minimizes unnecessary cumulative effects.
The Bureau of Land Management says the biggest hurdle to oil drilling in NPRA is the lack of a way to get product to market. Right now, there's no connection to the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline to the east. The BLM's Sharon Wilson says despite that, companies are expressing interest in new leases.
It's a long-term development situation because right now there is no pipeline to take oil that is discovered over to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. But we're hoping if enough interest is generated, if they do discover oil in some new wells, that there will be the push to get a pipeline built.
Secretary Salazar says the Obama administration is striving to balance developing renewable energy with conventional resources like oil and gas. He says criticisms from the oil and gas industry that the Democratic administration is not opening up lease sales fast enough isn't valid. He pointed to 32 onshore lease sales so far this year and next year's planned 38 sales. Salazar says, in fact, the White House is pro-development.
But you wouldn't know it if you listened to the untruths coming out of some of the corners of the oil and gas industry. Trade groups for the oil and gas industry repeatedly launch attacks that have all the poison and deception of election year politics. Trade groups for the oil and gas industry need to understand that they do not own the nation's public land. Taxpayers do.
Salazar wouldn't name which industry groups he's talking about and described most oil companies as reasonable partners, but said they have a responsibility to redirect their trade associations. Tuesday's press conference was about onshore oil and gas development, but Salazar says he does expect to soon announce plans for offshore drilling. He says once the Interior Department finishes solving problems found by a federal court with the current Bush administration offshore plan, he expects to announce a schedule of upcoming lease sales in the Outer Continental Shelf. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.